This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Caleb Silver from Investopedia.com with us live this morning on WBEN. Caleb, I know you're looking at those futures numbers. What does it look like at the open today?
Not good at all. We look like we're rinse and repeat of yesterday. Dow futures down more than 3% right now. S&P also down 3% plus, and NASDAQ futures 3.5%. So we're looking at another big sell-off. A lot of that in response to the tariffs, the big sell-off yesterday, but China now saying it will impose a 34% retaliatory tariff on all U.S. goods. Plus, we have a mega big jobs report coming out here in about 25 minutes. First one since we've seen all of those government layoffs in the past month or so. We're going to see how that bleeds into the unemployment number, but we are on pretty shaky ground, I would say, going into the final trading day of the week.
Yeah, the idea that a lot of these futures, they were low to begin with. Then we had that announcement from China, and they plunged even lower this morning. This is just from China. The idea that more of these announcements could follow, I mean, how low could we go?
Yeah, well, we could go even lower. We're down, you know, more than 10%, obviously, in the past month or so. So we could definitely go lower. And the question that a lot of investors are trying to figure out right now and companies are trying to figure out is, how do we reset the math knowing that we have these new tariffs in place, which are essentially a tax on consumption? So how do we value companies right now, knowing that their cost of goods are going up and that we know that demand from the consumer and businesses is going down? That is tricky math to do in motion. And for the time being, big investors are saying, well, we don't want any part of it. We're just going to sell and wait this out and see where things wind up.
What about dip buying, getting in there and looking at this as a buying opportunity?
Well, you can always do that. And if you have a long-term time horizon, I definitely suggest that. That's what we call dollar cost averaging. You're buying stocks essentially on a discount. We just don't know what the new level is. What's the right valuation for the stock market? Many people argued, and I think they were right, the stock market was overvalued over the past year or so because we had those big high-flying tech and AI stocks powering most of the gains, and those were very highly valued. Well, those have come way down right now. But what is the proper valuation for the stock market? How can we reliably count on companies growing their profits, growing their profit margins, and delivering returns to shareholders? And right now, that is a big unknown. And when you can't see the future as an investor, it's like kryptonite. You don't want to do anything but wait it out. I think a lot of people are going to do that. But if you have a long-term time horizon, you're young, you're watching some of your favorite stocks go on deep sale right now, pretty good time to either put them on your watch list or buy them. But you have to recognize the fact that things could go lower and we don't know where the bottom is.
You know, there's a lot of uncertainty. We're always told markets don't like that. A lot of that is because these tariffs have been off and on and off and on. And, you know, even we're hearing now open to negotiation. How long do you think they have to stay in place? This policy has to remain for people to feel confident that this is the new norm.
Yeah, I think we should just recognize the fact that this is a complete transformation of the way the global economy works, the way it's worked for the past 90 or so years, and that this country, which really was the centerpiece of globalization, given how much product we import and how much product we export, is reshaping itself. And that could take years in terms of when the sell-off stops. Well, when we get some certainty, and what we haven't gotten is a clear economic policy besides big, grandiose statements of we're bringing jobs back to America, we're bringing manufacturing back to America. You don't snap your fingers and make that happen. Companies have to invest. They have to build plants, and then they have to get workers who are willing to do the jobs to make the United States a manufacturing center again. And all of those are very high hurdles. So this is one of those great experiments that we just don't know how it's going to wind up.
Caleb, thank you. Caleb Silver from Investopedia.